policies. USA Radio Network White House correspondent Connie Long reports from Washington.
This is the type of beautiful Washington weather which encourages massive rallies, but they all have serious causes. The largest one of the week is the rally for Darfur, which features actor George Clooney and thousands of others. They call for more assistance and protection for the brutalized and suffering people of Darfur. Monday, a rally is planned for those wanting greater protection for immigrants, while security considerations are also taken into account. Connie Long, USA Radio Network News, Washington.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says the path for Iran is very clear. Rice told ABC this week the country should suspend its nuclear enrichment program, answer the United Nations list of demands, and then get back to negotiations. Rice met with President Bush earlier this morning, along with Defense Secretary Rumsfeld. The president has just completed a talk on Iraq on the White House lawn. With gas prices reaching $3 a gallon, Energy Secretary Samuel Bodman says the country is in a crisis. Bodman told NBC's Meet the Press part of the problem is the shift from winter to summer gasoline grades and the switch to ethanol as a fuel additive. On Wall Street, stocks higher, the Dow up 48, the NASDAQ ahead 8 points. This is USA Radio Network News.
Today, another arthritis medicine has been recalled.
Glucosamine is under fire.
Some arthritis remedies may be ineffective, so says the FDA.
Finally, some good news for people with arthritis. Introducing Arthritis Advantage. Arthritis Advantage is a clinically proven treatment that works naturally with your immune system to stop arthritis pain before it starts. That's right, before it starts, and without side effects. Now you have an advantage against arthritis. New Arthritis Advantage. Look for it in the supplement section at your pharmacy.
May I help you?
Yeah, it's this cold. My sinuses feel like they're going to explode.
Sudafed PE.
My allergies have my sinuses all stuffed up.
Sudafed PE.
Tell the man what's wrong.
My sinuses. Sudafed PE.
Sinus misery? The answer is Sudafed PE. Maximum strength relief of even your worst sinus symptoms without a prescription.
This congestion.
Sudafed PE.
Sudafed PE. Maximum strength sinus relief.
The jury has returned for another round of deliberations in the sentencing trial of 9/11 conspirators Zacharias Massaoui.
Talking their fifth day and nearing 20 hours of talks, the nine-man, three-woman jury are still weighing evidence and testimony from just over 6 weeks of the trial. They've considered what they've heard along with photos of victims supplied by the government and a number of writings by Massaoui. Also included more than 200 pleadings he submitted to the court during the period that he was allowed to act as his own counsel. In the end, the jury will render a verdict as to whether Massaoui is guilty of three statutory factors and three counts of conspiracy that would allow a sentence of death. In Alexandria, Virginia, I'm Deirdre Blake.
On the international front, Iraq's parliament has been called to convene on May 3rd. Iraqi Prime Minister-designate Nouri al-Maliki not expected to attend that meeting. Maliki has only weeks to present a cabinet to the parliament for approval. This is USA Radio Network News.
Every year I get itchier and itchier.
Honey, you're going to scratch your skin off.
As we age, the skin is more prone to itching. And boy, scratching can do real damage. New maximum strength lanacane penetrates skin twice as fast with powerful itch-stopping medicine. Plus an antibacterial helps kill germs. Ah, that's better.
I haven't seen digging like that since you put in the petunias.
New maximum strength lanacane. Stop the itch.
You get upset and overreact and something, the experience gets inside your head and you get upset with that and make yourself worse. You can break this vicious cycle. Log on to FHU.com and read Post-Traumatic Stress Syndrome. We all have it. Listen to my radio program, Advice Line, live streaming on FHU.com 10 to midnight Pacific Time and on over 100 stations. For my book, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, call 866-RADIO-ROY. I'm Roy Masters.
Thank you.
Best Western Hotels can help make your Wisconsin getaway one of your best vacations ever. We have over 50 locations statewide, so we can take care of you from Lake Geneva to the Northwoods and every place in between. And with amenities that include deluxe rooms, indoor pools, whirlpools, and high-speed internet, Best Western will make your visit a comfortable one. For reservations, call us toll-free at 1-800-BEST-WESTERN or visit us at bestwesternwisconsin.com for more information. Join Best Western's frequent guest program, Gold Crown Club International, and start earning reward points towards airline miles, dining, and shopping. It's easy to join and free. Call us at 1-800-WESTERN or visit bestwesternwisconsin.com for details. Right now, club members who stay 6 nights earn a free night. Call 1-800-WESTERN to join now. Wisconsin Dells area locations include Mauston, Portage, West Baraboo, and the Ambassador Inn and Suites in Wisconsin Dells.
Enjoy affordable elegance at 18 North. Nestled in historic downtown St. Charles, 18 North offers an unbeatable, casually elegant experience that you'll get nowhere else. Have wine dinners with some of their specialties like calamari, sesame tuna, and filet mignon with blue cheese. Every Friday and Saturday night from 7:30 to 11:30, for your enjoyment, there's live music. When you're done, head to the lower level, the Doc's Martini and Cigar Bar. Fantastic service, fabulous cuisine, affordable price, and an elegant atmosphere make 18 North in St. Charles, off of North Avenue, the ideal choice for your dining pleasure.
When my family found out I was on drugs, they were devastated.
It was killing them, you know, it was killing them. It
tears your family up more than it does you.
You want to stop, you know, in your heart you need to stop.
My mom was just a nervous wreck. I could just see her getting older way too fast.
My oldest brother banned me from the house. You're a drug addict, I don't want you around my kids. I just couldn't help it. I couldn't get a grip on it. I couldn't even stay clean to get my son back.
It doesn't matter if it's Monday at 10 in the morning or if it's Sunday at 2 in the morning. You got to go get drugs or money, one or the other.
You pray, God, please help me quit this, stop this.
My dad was frantic, and he looked at me and he said, we're not going to gamble with your life.
I wanted to have my family back. And that's when my mother found Narcanon.
If you or someone you love has a drug or alcohol problem, call Narcanon today at 1-800-468-6933 or visit us at www.stopaddiction.com.
The following paid program is sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. Opinions expressed do not necessarily represent those of staff and management of WRMN Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Freedom Rings. I am your host, Kenneth John. With me is my excellent producer, Mike. How you doing?
Not bad. How are you?
Good.
Good, good.
Hey, how about those Bulls?
The Bulls are shocking the world.
They're making it a series. They are. It's awesome. Oh, they're actually looking better. I mean, if you look at all four games and consider home site advantage, I think, really, objectively, the Bulls are looking better. They look better away at Miami than Miami's looked at Chicago.
Yeah, well, although they led off those two games in Miami, those games could have gone either way.
They could have, but for the first one.
Yeah, absolutely.
And of course, the problem is Miami's got the home advantage.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a sneaking suspicion this is going to go seven games, and anything could happen on that seventh game.
Absolutely. I hope it does. Because I think the Bulls are going to win. I really do.
Bulls, I think they seem to be gelling. I mean, without a real true power forward, bona fide first-string power forward.
Right. Anyway. Well, they finished the season hot, and they kept the hot streak going.
They kept it going. They got two of the best scoring forwards in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess one of them can't start, right? Between Nocioni and Deng. They're not starting them both of them at the same time, I don't think, are they?
Well, now they have an injury, so they might be able to...
Maybe they'll do something. I know. That's going to hurt. Even though Chandler's not the best runner in the world.
Right.
They got that big guy that was guarding Shaq.
He was doing a great job, too.
He is, yeah. So he's going to have to stay out of foul trouble, I guess.
Well, that's hard to do against the track, you know?
I know. That could hurt the Bulls, but hey, it's fun, huh?
Absolutely.
What do you know? Okay, let's move on to the stupid and or outrageous regulation of the week. A man got fined for killing his trees. on his own property.
Killing his trees?
Yep.
He got fined?
Yep, in Lake Tahoe. Beautiful Lake Tahoe. He wanted a better view of his lake on his own property.
Mm-hmm.
And so he poisoned a few trees. So he's he's agreed to pay a $50,000 fine. To whom, I'm not sure. Oh, the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency.
Okay.
I guess you can't do what you want on your own property.
Well, of course not.
Yeah, I guess that's nothing new. I remember Mr. T had a big tiff with the village of Lake Forest, Illinois, here years ago.
Mm-hmm.
For cutting trees on his own property. In fact, I mean, there wasn't a law then, after that Florida law, that you couldn't cut within 50 feet from somebody else's property if this, the circumference was 25 inches or more or something like that.
Wow.
So I think he retaliated. How did he retaliate? He painted his fence like weird colors or something. I don't know. I can't remember exactly. But, no, folks, it's not really your property. I guess you're running it from government, and they can make the rules of what you do on your own property, including whether or not you want trees or not. Heck, if I had a property in Lake Tahoe, I'd want to have a nice view. I mean, I love trees, but shouldn't that be one man's right?
Well, it should be. I mean, if you want a nice view of the lake and stuff, you bought the property there, you get everything on the property, do what you want with it. I've seen people around my neighborhood.
So they regulate the trimming then, too? Maybe just trims it up all the way to the leaves at the top.
Right, right. Come out with a tape measure and a circumference wheel. You know, I know there's neighborhood beautification projects. They don't want your neighborhood to look disarrayed, but I'm sure this guy didn't cut the trees down and make his yard look horrible.
I'm sure he didn't.
Right, right.
And nobody wants to... actually, it enhances. They're actually in this article are saying, oh, you'll... Homeowners trying to enhance their property values by cutting down trees. Well, if it enhances the property value, then the market must say that that's what they want. Oh, it's so absurd, folks. It never ends. It never ends, and I really can't understand. I can't understand how people put up with it, or maybe that's what they want. Maybe they just don't want freedom. Maybe they just don't understand freedom. Maybe they've been brainwashed in the government school system for so long. They have no concept of what freedom is about. I don't know. Well, see, we got Grace on. Why don't we talk to Grace, you, her reaction on this. Hi, Grace.
Good morning, Ken.
Morning.
You were talking about the trees.
Yes.
And I was reading an article in the Tribune about McMansions. And it told about how these people have a nice ranch house, nice view for them, you know. And then suddenly, on the lot next door, one of these big McMansions goes up. And it showed this poor man in the ranch house. His view was lost. He had a view of the back side of the big mansion.
That's a touchy problem, you know. Because the one with the McMansion or whatever, they want, you know,
mm-hmm.
want to do what they want on their own property, right? The question is, when you buy your own property, do you have rights to a view?
I don't know.
Do you have rights to a view? I don't think you do. Unless there are ways of solving this problem with, like, homeowners associations. I think that's maybe the best way to go to keep the government out of it. Allow people to get together, form their own associations, and make their own rules when they are in sensitive areas as far as views of, like, the ocean or whatever. You could set standards. It would be a totally private compact. If you move into that area, you're agreeing to those set of rules when you move in. That, look, for example, maybe you can't build three stories, you can only build certain heights or something like that. So that, and that would be one way of assuring, in a sense, a right to a view. But otherwise, I don't see how, true government can be done, because you're always going to be encroaching on somebody's rights.
Yes. And you were talking about freedom. I don't think people want freedom.
No.
Slavery is like a comfort blanket.
I think
let the government take care of you. You don't have to think. You just have to watch the boob tube, get your opinions from that, get your opinions from talk radio, which the politicians probably have a big laugh over, because then they can say, the sheeple are blatting on talk radio. They're letting off steam. We know they won't do anything because they're so law-abiding. All they do is shoot off their mouths.
Well, I'm afraid that you're right for the most part. I think a lot of people do like that comfort of slavery. They don't call it that, and the politicians don't call it that, but that's really what it is. Anytime you ask government to do something for you, you're giving away your right to choose for yourself.
Yep, just like on the old plantation.
Well, exactly right. And just like the old, it's the way you tame wild boars, is that you start throwing some food out in a clearing. And as they get more comfortable just taking that welfare food that you've sold out to them, as when they're not looking, you start building one side of the fence, you know, then two sides of the fence, and while they're still just fat and jolly and not looking, you know, you build that three side of the fence, and then just have a little gate. Allow them to come in, have their welfare food, and then you close the gate, and you've got the enslaved wild boars to docile pigs.
Okay, Ken, thank you. Very, very interesting.
Thank you, Grace. All right, this is Freedom Rings. I am Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. We will have a guest today. His name is Dr. Fred Bauman, and he's got some theories about ADD, which I happen to agree with, and should be an interesting talk with him about whether or not attention deficit disorder is a disease or is it not. Freedom Rings, 847-931-1410. We will be back after a few messages.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom chint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings need your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, non-profit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bass, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News,
environment and climate news, and the Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute, and be sure to mention Freedom Ring. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support. Hi, we are back with Freedom Rings, and I'd like to welcome to the program this morning Dr. Fred Bauman. Dr. Bauman, how are you doing?
Yes, I'm doing just fine. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you. You happen to have a theory about attention deficit disorder that I've been talking about for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to hear what it is. Is attention deficit disorder, is that a disease?
Well, no, it's not. And that it is not a disease at all is not a theory. It's a fact based on the fact that nowhere in the medical literature of the world is there any proof that kids said to have those the list of behaviors actually have an abnormality of the brain or of any part of the body. So it's really up to the physician who sees your child, your nephew, my grandchild, and says this is ADHD and he needs to be on this addictive drug, Ritalin. It's up to them to show on some test or on some exam an abnormality, and there are none. Psychiatry, in fact, has been in bed with the pharmaceutical industry, and they thought, oh golly, this will be a great way to sell pills. We'll just call all of these nuisance behaviors in normal children a disease, and the parents will love us.
And you're a medical doctor. You're a doctor of what?
Yes, I'm a neurologist. Okay. So
you studied these things.
Neurology deals with actual brain diseases. Psychiatry, historically, deals only with emotional and behavioral problems. So it's neurologists who are to diagnose things like multiple sclerosis and cerebral palsy and epilepsy, brain tumors, and so on. And in fact, it's neurologists who get called on when people have unexplained symptoms such as sleeplessness, headache, panic, anxiety, depression. Neurologists are called on to make sure they don't have some physical problem before the patient is relegated to psychiatry to talk therapy or to drugging with psychiatric drugs.
Well, the medical profession, the medical science, quote unquote, it seems to be replete with syndromes. All sorts of syndromes. And what is a syndrome? It's a collection of actions or of descriptions of someone,
right,
or of some activities, mm-hmm, that really have no bearing in science, do they?
Right. Additional examples in psychiatry are conduct disorder. This is yet another label hung on kids, and kids who misbehave in school or misbehave in the community or at home, they're called conduct disorder. That's called a brain disease, and they're hit with something like Ritalin or Adderall, which is pure speed, pure amphetamine.
Oh boy!
And the real one that takes the prize is oppositional defiant disorder. If you oppose your parents in any way, or oppose a teacher or an elder, or you're defiant, that's a brain disease.
That's a brain disease.
Yes,
I would have been labeled all three of those.
Yes,
right,
yes.
Real fast. It sounds
exactly
to me most of these symptoms that just describe the normalcy of children.
That's exactly what it is. And this would be laughable if these kids were not being put on such potent, dangerous poisons.
And that's real abuse.
And that is the real child abuse.
Real child abuse.
Yep.
It seems to me, I don't know if you agree with me or not, but sometimes some of these syndromes could be taken care of with a quick swat on the fanny.
Exactly. the same people of psychology and psychiatry who want to drug every child that walks are the same ones that are spearheading the campaign to make spanking illegal, spanking of any degree.
Right.
So they want children not to be disciplined in the least, and
no.
And when the problems arise, as they always will, they are there with their
drugs. With the drugs, the legal ones,
the
ones that are sanctioned by the state.
Right.
And that, oh my God, and what are the correlations of teenage suicide to like the youth?
Oh, it sure is. Amphetamines, things like Adderall, Dexedrine, those are pure amphetamines, and Ritalin, which is amphetamine-like, and they are categorized as highly addictive, and they're in the same abuse category as cocaine and opium and methadone and so on. These are highly addictive drugs, and it's very clear from a large ongoing study by a University of California scientist, Nadine Lambert, that in fact the kids who have been under long-term treatment with these drugs end up addicts far more often than do kids not comparably treated. They also end up committed users of tobacco as well, and of all substances of abuse. And yet the illusion of a disease that they've created is so powerful, and it is being pushed by in a systematic, orchestrated way by the public schools of the nation, so-called CHAD, Children and Adults with Attention Deficit Disorders, was created by the manufacturer of Ritalin to put out the propaganda that this is a disease. And those people meet with Department of Education specialists in the Department of Education and export it to every school district in the country. So the pushers are in the school, the pushers out in the streets, who aren't pandering, aren't inventing diseases, they're much less successful than the pushers within the schools. The legal drugs are far and away the most important drug problem we have in the U.S. today.
It's really scary, and then it is not actually only with children, of course, with adults too. We've got the likes of Rush Limbaugh, who just got arrested for shopping around for more OxyContin. From what I understand, it's stronger. You can let me know. You're the neurologist. Isn't it more powerful than heroin even?
They say it's one of the most addictive substances to be synthesized or invented in all of pharmacology and all of the history of drugs, but just to drive home the critical point here, when I graduated public school in New York City, Bayside, Long Island, back in 1950, I like to think that's not, or 51, it's not so long ago. There was no such thing as psychiatric drugs or psychiatric labels in the schools. Today, 15 million of the 52 million public school students in the country are on psychiatric drugs. It's no longer just ADHD. They've got all of these bogus labels, bipolar, OCD, oppositional defiant disorder, a generalized anxiety disorder. They've got a label for all of us. But
do you know what percentage that is of the school of public school population?
Let's see, 10 million is 20%. $10 million out of $52 million or out of $50 million is 20%. So the estimates are it's climbed over 20% of kids in the schools of the country are on these drugs. And increasingly, these people are talking about infant and toddler psychiatry as though they can make behavioral diagnoses in infants and toddlers. And they are pushing adult ADHD. So every adult with a problem getting to work on time, with a problem meeting a deadline otherwise, with a problem concentrating, can be sold a label. The label is always the entree to get you this drug legally, the same drug that taken without a prescription is suddenly magically addictive and illegal. So it's really quite a beastly evil scheme, and our government is fully aboard in pushing these drugs. They're presently is a pharmaceutical industry lobbyist for every member of Congress. They're that prevalent. These people are given pencil and paper in offices of our Congress people and are allowed to write the bills and the law regarding these drugs and regarding diagnosing these bogus entities and creating these epidemics of these phony illnesses. And the other thing that's not generally appreciated is that kids are dying from these drugs.
Right.
They become addicted. They get into the illegal drug addiction milieu or atmosphere, and they get into the criminal way of life. But they are increasingly, there are deaths being reported of children. They'll suddenly drop over and they have a heart attack, and their hearts are found to be enlarged. Their coronary arteries are found to be narrowed. These are the long-term cardiac consequences of amphetamines. There was a little boy named Matthew Smith in Oakland, Michigan, just outside of Detroit. His parents had been coerced to keep him on Ritalin from first grade to age 13. He just fell over dead at an aunt's house while playing on a skateboard with neighborhood children.
How inexplicable, I'm sure.
Yes, yes. But the autopsy showed these telltale changes. The medical examiner found these telltale changes that he said were undoubtedly due to the long-term use of Ritalin or methylphenidate. The Food and Drug Administration has a voluntary hotline. Doctors, healthcare professionals can call in and report side effects of these drugs. And between 1900 and the year 2000, there were 186 deaths reported from Ritalin. Now, the kicker is that involuntary reporting schemes, only a small percent of actual occurrences get reported. And the FDA, by their own admission, says that the actual numbers reported represent 1% of the actual incidents. So that would have to be 186 times 100, or 18,600 deaths, the more likely figure if one is computing deaths due to methylphenidates, which would be Ritalin, Metadate, Concerta, drugs of that category.
I have to wonder, do you know, has anybody tried to lawsuits for like the for I don't know, negligent homicide for prescribing these drugs?
Well, it's amazing the same people who have written this script to make patients out of the normal school children of the country. They seem to write the script for every contingency, and so it becomes very difficult to sue them. And, you know, if they really wanted a reporting system that reported every single death due to one of these drugs, if they really wanted to know the actual numbers, they could know it. They could write a bill saying, yes, these are going to have to be reported. It's going to be a government requirement. But that it's not is just the way the pharmaceutical industry wants it. So consequently, you've got a system that can't possibly find out the actual numbers. So there you have it.
Aldous Huxley's Brave New World has come to fruition.
Oh, it sure has. I mean, when we're talking about drugging, over 20% of all of our normal children, and these are normal children. So the point my book makes, the ADHD fraud, how psychiatry makes patients of normal children, it makes the point that the diagnosis is bogus, is fraudulent. You raised the point about lawsuits. There was an attempt at a class action Ritalin lawsuit in 2001, but in final analysis, the firms that were involved, about six of them, each representing a single plaintiff, they did not go about it correctly, and they did not succeed. But hopefully, something like the Ritalin class action lawsuit will be reconstituted, and hopefully it will have a chance of succeeding. We are going to need strategic lawsuits to demonstrate to the people of the country the realities of what's going on.
Well, what do you say to those who would counter your arguments, saying, well, what you're seeing, these suicides or whatever, or deaths, well, I don't know about the enlarged heart part, but let's say just suicides, the psychological problems would be even worse if we hadn't put them on these drugs, because these are the problem children. And that something has been, at least we're helping some of them.
Well, that's the, they will always argue that, but in fact, in Britain, in the United Kingdom, they did an analysis of they found a lot of studies that the drug companies have done of antidepressants. The Prozac-like antidepressants, it was suspected, were causing more suicidal thinking and actual completed suicides than in a like group of untreated depressed
mm-hmm.
children.
Mm-hmm.
They analyzed those studies. Dr. David Healy of England analyzed those studies in a very systematic way, and he computed that those drugs were causing 2 to 3 times more suicides than if they'd never been treated with those drugs. It was known very early in the drug trials with Prozac, for example. A Dr. Jonathan Coles at the National Institutes of Health began getting calls from subjects on Prozac, and they would call him and tell him that they were having troublesome, disturbing, depressing thoughts of a character that they'd never had prior to going on the drug. And Eli Lilly, the manufacturer of Prozac, saw to it that those drugs, the data regarding increased suicidal thinking was suppressed. But at any rate, getting back to antidepressants, the Prozac-like antidepressants in children, because of the findings by the MHRA, which is Britain's Food and Drug Administration, they took a year or so ago, took all of those drugs for children off the market. They don't allow them for children, except with the one exception, that being Prozac. But other drugs of that category are Luvox and Paxil, and those are off the market for children. They were felt to be more dangerous than potentially helpful. But our Food and Drug Administration is in the business today not of protecting you and I and our children. They're in the business of protecting the pharmaceutical industry.
They're in the pockets of the drug companies,
right.
And it's a revolving door syndrome, isn't it?
It sure is. I mean, we've just, where they aren't paid off conspicuously, no sooner have they left the FDA than they've got a plush job in the industry somewhere, and you know it was promised ahead of time, and
And meanwhile, while marijuana has never killed one person, they keep on fighting against any kind of decriminalization of that,
right.
And or even the medical uses of
right.
Of marijuana.
This is they've made marijuana the straw man, the great evil. While they're pushing these ever more dangerous drugs on our normal children, they are pretending to be the knight on the white horse by slaying marijuana, which is it appears to me nowhere near as dangerous as the ADHD drugs.
Well, the same pharmaceutical companies wouldn't be able to harness the profits from marijuana like they're doing from these other drugs.
Well,
marijuana grows like a weed.
I don't know about that, but they sure do make a big thing of their attack on marijuana and criminalizing marijuana and putting lots of people in the jails. We have more people in our jails than any country in the world. Certainly a higher percentage of our population in jails, and most of them it's been because of the criminalization of being caught with even tiny amounts of marijuana and other drugs.
We're talking with Dr. Fred Bauman about ADHD fraud. Give us a call at 847-931-1410. Especially, I'd like to hear from parents who maybe have been forced to have their children put on these drugs such as Ritalin. Give us a call, 847-931-1410. We will be back after a few messages.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through a jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. John Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. John Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need software installed and configured? Call John. Want to learn word processing or Excel spreadsheets? Call John. John Spazieri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want to upgrade your computer? Call John.
Need to build a wireless network? Call John. Call John Spazeria at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazeria. Make him your go-to tech guy. I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through a jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings, talking with Dr. Fred Bauman, who is a neurologist. Would that be the right?
Yes, a neurologist and child neurologist.
And who is an author of ADHD, The ADHD Fraud. How can people get that, acquire that book?
The publisher is Trafford. The website to go to is www.trafford.com. And they'll be steered to the book and how to buy it.
And you have a website too, don't you, on this issue?
Yes, the website is www.adhdfraud, all run together, adhdfraud.com.
Okay, very good. How about we go to the phone?
That's fine.
Great. We've got John. Hello, John.
Hi, Ken. You said that this is like 20% of the child population has this classification of ADD or ADHD.
No, it's not 20% with just the ADHD label. It's 20% or that in that vicinity with some psychiatric label, if not ADHD, then bipolar, oppositional defiant disorder, clinical depression, general anxiety, generalized anxiety disorder. So 20% to or more on one or more psychiatric drugs. That's the figure. In a congressional hearing in 2003, Professor William Carey testified that as of 2003, 17% of U.S. school children were on a psychiatric drug or drugs, and the estimates are that it is now over 20%. And these are, as I pointed out earlier, a generation ago, there were no psychiatric diagnoses being made in the schools. There were no psychiatric drugs as part of education. And here we have the manufacturers of drugs with psychiatry doing its bidding in the schools, ushered in the schools by bills written by Congress, having full access to our normal children to drug them for profit. That's what's happening.
Well, I was wondering why the CDC hasn't recognized this large group as being some sort of a pandemic of something going wrong with the minds of our children.
Well, they do, and in fact, every single government every single federal agency and agent in the U.S. government is part of this victimization. I just testified March 22-23 at hearings at the Food and Drug Administration, and they sit there talking about whether or not to put a black box warning on the drug insert for Ritalin, Concerta, Adderall for the Schedule II stimulants because of increasing numbers of reports of strokes in little children, increasing numbers of heart attacks in little children, increasing numbers of sudden deaths in little children. And they go on talking, these panels, of ADHD as though it were an actual disease. And it's never been a disease. It's always been a contrived illusion of a disease, a pure fraud. And in my testimony before the committee on the 23rd, a hearing as to whether or not to add another drug to the list of those that can be given to kids with this fraudulent label, a drug called Sparlon, they sit there and they talk about ADHD as a disease. I said to Dr. Wayne Goodman, professor of psychiatry at the University of Florida, I said, the most despicable thing in medicine is for a doctor to call a normal child diseased so as to be able to profit from them. And I said, that's exactly what you guys are doing here at the FDA. I said, please give me the reference, the citation from the scientific literature that proves that ADHD is a disease. Please give me the citation to the paper that proves there is an objective means of diagnosing it. They sat there with their mouths open. There is no such proof. It is purely a fraud. Victimize the normal children and normal families of this country. I had another, I testified in Chattanooga, Tennessee, for Mr. Red Howe, whose two boys were being court-ordered on these drugs. One day, Mr. Howe called me and he said, Dr. Bauman, today a 13-year-old boy in my son's class fell over dead. And Red said, I suspect that little boy was on, his name was Travis Neal, the little boy. He said, I suspect that little boy was on Ritalin. Red and I were on a talk radio show in Chattanooga, and he made that, voiced that suspicion on air. The family of the little boy called in irate. They said, absolutely not, and so on. About 8 months later, Red got a hold of the autopsy report. That little boy had been on long-term Ritalin. His heart was massively enlarged, just like the heart of Matthew Smith of Oakland County, Michigan. It had been a Ritalin death, but apparently, as is so often the case, there's a settlement, a cash settlement between the drug company and the victimized family, and part of the settlement is to seal a record and not to and to be sworn to silence insofar as public knowledge of the occurrences.
That's fascinating. John, thank you for your call. I want to get, we have one other call I want to get her in. Joe, sure. You're on the air.
Hello. Yeah, I'm calling for an adult who's on several different drugs, and she's wondering if there's a way to get off of these drugs. She's on trilipsol.
Well, let's just say, I mean, there are a ton of drugs out there. We can't address them all, but the main point about psychiatric drugs is that in psychiatry, there is no no actual disease. So when they say there's bipolar, or they say there is ADHD, or they say there's generalized anxiety disorder, there is no disease. The rest of medicine treats actual diseases, things that can be shown to be present objectively, diabetes by blood sugar test, cancer by a biopsy, by finding abnormal cells with abnormal nuclei under the microscope, and so on. In psychiatry, there is only a bogus disease, an illusion of a disease. The first disease is the intoxication from the drug or drugs the person is put on. So in psychiatry, the sooner you can wean yourself from the drugs, the sooner you can find normalcy again. And almost always, one has to be weaned gradually, and preferably with the guidance of a physician. However, it's very difficult to find physicians who aren't profiteering from this bogus diagnosing and drugging. It's very difficult to find a physician who will cooperate in taking you off of drugs. So at times people have to, again, I can only say it's preferable to have the guidance of a physician in gradually coming off of these drugs.
Perhaps, doctor, it might be helpful for those people that want to wean themselves off of the drugs to find physicians maybe that consider themselves holistic. Might be a key word.
That might be, yes. That might be a route to go, yes.
Joe, thank you for your call. I got to run.
You know, you see so much of this going on, and someone's got to stop it.
Yeah, well,
well, it's being foisted on the people by the government, by our Food and Drug Administration. If the Food and Drug Administration weren't sitting there telling us, participating in the lie, saying these are diseases, saying these drugs are safe and effective, people wouldn't be taking these things. So we, today, tragically, we would be better off without the Food and Drug Administration, without the illusion of protection of the populace that they give us. It is truly tragic. It's truly a betrayal.
Okay, thank you for your call, Joe. This is Freedom Rings. We will be back after a few messages.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator. 57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders. Good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones.
Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19th out of 21 countries on math scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected Bill Clinton as president
and re-elected him.
And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public school.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
Dr. Baum, thank you very much for being on the program today. We'll have to do this again, I hope.
I'd be more than happy to.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Okay. This is from Stephen Colbert of the Colbert Report at the White House Correspondents Association dinner just a few days ago. I believe that the government that governs best is the government that governs least, and by these standards, we have set up a fabulous government in Iraq.
This is your news and information station.